praise and we magnify him for allowing us to be here this morning. We thank God for all the soldiers that are that have made their way to the house of prayer. Thank God. I want to go over a few important prayer requests from last week that I've gone over and been praying over. Beth J, we're praying for you in this situation, whatever's happening. Madeline R, we're praying for the salvation. Is it Madeline? For the salvation of, is that her mom? Yes. Yeah, that's her mom. Yes. For the salvation of your mom and for the other things that are going on. And Nazia, we understand your financial situation. We're praying for heart issues for Summer K. What's going on with this team?
Yes, I have heard.
Amen. God is good, good, good. I want to make sure we have a prayer after because there's a couple people I want to pray.
Right. So this morning, she texted me and said that they have her in a step down room as of yesterday on a wall of oxygen off of high flow. She's moving up. They actually got to wash her hair and exercise.
Oh, wow.
The doctor said tomorrow they will have her off oxygen to see how she does. And if she does well, she'll go home either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Excellent.
And she's being able to pray over the doctors and the nurses.
Amen. Praise God for Justin. And tell us about her mom that went to the house.
Oh, okay.
So, she's got a fighting mom.
While she's in the hospital, her mom flew to where she is to help take care of the children. Although the children are young adults and teenagers, still they still needed that presence. And she has gone through spiritually cleaning out and just, she is spiritually in war and has the enemy cowering before the Spirit of God in her while she goes through the house and rebuking, cast out the things that have been happening in the house and attacking the family and the children.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you. I love that soldier. She's like, they scared of me. As well they should be.
Right.
And that's the way it's supposed to be. They scared. When they see her coming, they're like, all right, boys, if I sit still, don't move. She coming. You know, that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. So praise God for Justina and her mom. What an awesome family. And we want to continue to pray for Joni. This is through Warhammer. We'll continue to pray for Joni for her knee situation that's going on. God is the healer and the great deliverer. God can fix it. I assure you, God can fix it. Hurricane Ida in New Orleans and Louisiana. From what I understand, it's really, I don't know, someone that's that knows firsthand what's going on with Hurricane Ida, please enter into the chat room to let us know what's happening. Last I heard, it was really, really bad. And I don't know if it's still an issue or what's going on, if it's moved or whatever, but somebody that is familiar with what's going on with Hurricane Ida in New Orleans and Louisiana and other affected areas, please let us know so we can pinpoint and direct our prayers. Amen. I'm requesting that the online prayer warriors, those of you that are listening to the prayer and the Holy Spirit impress upon you assignments for that week for you to pray for others, to please, please, please keep the people that we are praying for today in mind. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Okay. All right. Also, okay. So, also, and thank God for Warhammer. She really keeps us up to date in the loop. Good morning, Pastor Drea. About Afghanistan and the Christian soldiers, the body of Christ. She says the young body of Christ, they're really going through something. This kind of reminds me of what they were dealing with in the Bible. It's insane. It's just, I've made all kind of notes and notations and things on it. The harsh conditions that they're facing. We want to make sure that we keep the women and the young ladies, children, lifted up in prayer, because from what I understand, the Taliban have no respect for women. Yeah. No respect for young girls, none whatsoever. And they're just like cattle, you know, they do what they want to do and then dispose of it, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And God forbid. And so we want to keep praying over that situation. She said they're hiding in caves and mountains and nearby deserts because the Taliban has entered in. And we know the Taliban, from what we've heard from the news, they're just, it's like they just popped up from hell and landed somewhere. You know, it's just wrong, it's just evil. So, and they have no respect for, especially the people of God. They have no respect for women and children and girls, just none. So we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. I understand that they need Bibles and things like that. I would like to contact Pastor Drea Nicole and see what we can do to help them about Bibles or something like that. I don't know what they need, but if they need the word, we need to do our part to make sure that they get it. Amen. I don't know what they're doing about supplies and anything. I don't even know how they would get it, you know. But Warhammer, if you can connect us with somebody that's been vetted, that we can do our part to help with Bibles and whatever we can do, let us know, please, Warhammer. I'm needing you to help us with that because we don't personally have any contacts like you do. So I need you to help. This is a very serious situation. And also for Maria's. For Maria's surgery, her pre-op, how did it go on the 25th of August? How did it go? How did the pre-op surgery meeting go? And has she gone into under surgery yet? Those are things that we need to know. Amen. Also, last one, Savannah. Is she still on the ventilator? She's still in the coma.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay, so my sister, Tamara, no, I'm sorry. It's not Savannah on the ventilator. It's Tamara that's on the ventilator, and she was induced in an induced coma. What's happening? Let us know what's going on. There's a lot of things going around. Or, you know, we whining because we have a 2000 instead of a 2001, and why the Lord can't give me a new car? I don't understand. These people living in caves and mountains, and you whining because you don't have big rims. You kind of see the difference.
Yeah.
You know, you whining because all you can eat is steak. They can't even get bologna. You understand? And so our values are so, they love God. You like them pretty good.
Right. Come on.
Yeah. Amen. And so our values are so. I don't want to go into that because I'll be there for a while. Yeah. So your prayer, help me, Jesus. All right, come on with me.
Okay.
Amen.
So,
ooh.
Bear with me because they're all very extensive, and I want to try to condense them.
Okay.
Know that even though we're condensing them, the prayer team gets all the detail.
Yeah.
So they can pray. And really enter in on your behalf.
It's just for the lack of time. We just want to get as many prayer requests in as we can.
So this one is from a member. I'm not going to give their name. This is from a member who experienced some abuse as a child and the lack of belief from parent, from the mother. So sexual abuse from the father, mom never believed. And
mom never believed that
that happened. And so she was placed in foster care. So
punish the dog for what the father did because the mom didn't believe it.
Yes.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
She has siblings, and the siblings have been told that what she has said is a lie. So she has no relationship with the siblings. The relationship with the mom is very imbalanced. The mom professes Christianity but exhibits signs of witchcraft. So
can,
she
do you
is
know
praying.
Sometimes when people call themselves Christians, they call Catholics Christians? A true Catholic will tell you, I'm not a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Real Catholics will tell you they're not Christian because
mm-hmm.
there's a big, ginormous difference. Just because they can spell the word Christian don't mean they're actually a Christian.
Right.
I just want to clear that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is a history of witchcraft, drug addiction, anger, confusion, mm-hmm. low self-esteem, just demonic forces all around. She's actually praying for deliverance, not only for herself,
the siblings.
Who's striving to live in Christ, but the siblings and the mom.
Yes.
Mm. What's up with that demonic man?
The father.
He's not mentioned, so don't know if he's even around anymore.
Jesus. And this member doesn't give a name.
No, they do. I just.
Oh, okay. You're not giving. Okay. Jesus. Come on, y'all. We got a lot to pray for. Can I get y'all to stand up? Just,
yes.
If you can, just stand up. I believe, good morning, Sakura. I believe that this is part, main part of the reason that this church is here, that the members around the world are here. I really believe that it is our absolute duty to lift up those that need to be lifted up. People that have nobody else that they can talk to. Nobody else that'll pray with them or pray for them. They're so busy accusing them of being different from them, they can't even see the struggle that they're going. Either they can't see it or they refuse to see it. And our purpose, our job, our mission is not just to warn the people about the coming of Christ, but to help secure the people that are already in Christ, to help hold up the people that are already speaking the truth, to fortify the people that want to live for God. Yes, the Bible says go into the highways and hedges and compel men or forcibly persuade men to come to me. But our job is also to maintain those that are already here.
Yes, yes.
And our job as prayer warriors, our job as prayer warriors is to make sure that we do our jobs.
Yes.
We're so busy. Well, somebody will do it. Somebody will do it. But you're never the somebody.
Yes.
Today, you're the somebody.
Yes. Amen.
Today, you're the somebody. You are responsible for praying for somebody today.
Yes.
You're responsible for taking somebody else's burdens and lifting up before God. You are the somebody today.
Yes.
You're not going to push it off on anybody else. God is holding you responsible. And every person that hears what I'm saying, you are now held accountable for praying for somebody else besides
yes.
you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Today, you are being called out.
Yes.
Today, the spotlight is being shined on you to yes. take the oh, to pray for somebody else.
Yes.
That's trying to fight the good fight. That's carrying their cross. Oh, even Jesus needed help carrying his cross.
Amen.
Even Jesus had help. He was God, but he was in the flesh. He needed help. Everybody needs help. I don't care how saved you are.
Amen.
I don't care how long you've been in Christ. Everybody needs somebody sometime.
Yep.
And today is your day to pray for somebody else. Today is your day to stand in the gap for somebody else. Stop thinking, Lord, I need. Lord, I want. You know who else said that? They call in the Bible the six-eyed fool. Today I will build my barns. Today I will fill up my barns. Today, this is the same cat that refused to give Lazarus the crumbs that fell off the table, that fell off his table. And the Bible says that day he went to hell, but Lazarus was escorted up into Abraham's bosom.
Yes.
You need to pray for somebody else today. All right, I know we got a lot, but I have to do that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every person that is in need of a healing this morning. We're praying for every person that's in need of a financial blessing this morning. We're praying for our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan that are going through what they're going through. We're praying for the people that are on ventilators and in the hospital that are dealing with whatever the enemy has placed on them. We're praying for those people, Lord, that are tired of being tired, and they don't know what their next step is. And they're doing all that they can to hold on to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're praying for them.
Yes. Thank you.
Father, they feel that they have no one else to help them, that they have no one to call on, that they have no one that they can speak to, and that they are praying on their own. But they need to understand that there is somebody somewhere that's praying for them.
Amen.
Father, there are a group of people around the world that are praying for your people.
Yes.
Father, those that feel alone, give them comfort. For those that feel they have no hope, give them hope. For those whose joy is running low, give them joy, because the joy of the Lord is their strength. For those that have no substance, give them substance. For those that have no provision, give them provisions. And for those that are sick, heal them in the name of Jesus. Father, the prayers are coming, the prayer requests are coming in. And Father, we're praying that from your throne you will speak and they will be healed. They will be delivered. They will be comforted. And whatever we can do according to your will, put us in position to do what you have called us to do. Father, we'll be praying until that trumpet blows. We'll be praying until you call us home. We'll be praying until the last moment. We're going to pray until you say the job is done. Father, every person that believes that you are who you said you are, we're praying, Lord, a blanket, a covering over them. For every person that believes the word of truth that you've spoken, we're praying a blessing over them. Every family, that daughter that has been abused by her father and her mother, don't realize or accept it, and the siblings have cut themselves off from her father, help her to feel that, know that she has a family that's praying with her and for her, and that she is not alone, and that she reached out to us, we will reach out to her.
Yes.
Father, those that are dealing with physical injuries, those that are in the hospital being subject to whatever the enemy is trying to do, Father, cover them with, send angels to their rooms.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Send angels to their room. Father, let somebody walking past your room pray for them. Let somebody that's online listening now pray for them. Father, encourage them to keep moving forward because you are able. You said, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. We're doing what you've told us to do, and we're trusting that you are who you said you are. We believe what you said. And if you speak healing over them, Lord, we believe they're healed.
Yes.
If you speak deliverance over them, Lord, we believe they're delivered.
Yes.
If you speak provisions over them, we believe that they have what they need.
Yes.
Because when you cannot lie. When you speak, it is done.
Yes.
We're taking responsibility for praying for somebody from this moment on. We're taking responsibility.
Yes.
Every person in the sound of my voice, we're taking responsibility for praying for somebody else today.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus name.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, you was all up in our Sunday school.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, so my next prayer is, Elise. So there are a couple people in her life that are in the hospital with pneumonia and struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, Ivan, and Madeline. All three are in the hospital. All three have pneumonia, and they were diagnosed with COVID, and they're under struggling.
Okay. Didn't give a name, right?
Yes, I just told you.
Give me names again. I'm sorry.
Lori.
Iman.
And Madeline.
I need a Lauren. Come here. I need a.
There's more to her first. So let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I need a Lauren and a
Lori.
Lori. So,
Iman.
No, don't take me too fast. Joanna, you Lori. Nikisia Tahana. And Zoe, you are.
Iman.
No, is that a girl or boy?
I don't know.
Come here, Zoe. You're going to be Iman, whoever that is. I need the three of you to stand together.
And Donita is Madeline?
Yes.
Okay. You want the rest of your person?
Yes.
Okay. Elise, she broke her foot in three places at work.
Mm-hmm.
And, she broke her foot in three places, not at work. She's unemployed and she's struggling to pay for her medical bills. She has to have some surgery. And they can't do it until the inflammation in her foot goes down.
Mm-hmm.
She's also struggling with double vision.
Double vision.
The same person who's standing first for the friends who struggle.
Wait, she's standing in for somebody
first,
else.
She's standing for those three who are struggling with pneumonia.
Wow.
And now she's asking also for herself that's struggling with medical issues.
Yes.
From the broken ankle,
yes,
to the inflammation, that is preventing surgery, to the double vision. She's also standing in prayer for her mom, who's helping her in the midst of this, that her mom will be strengthened.
Yes.
And her sisters, that their hearts will be softened and receive the Lord.
And she's standing there for somebody else.
I'm sorry, I got these, it's because they're so big, I got these confused. So, Isla is only standing for the three. The other one is someone else.
Okay. So Isla is standing in for
Lori, Iman, and Madeline.
Lori, Iman. Did it specify what each?
Each one of them are in the hospital with
them. Okay, I got it. So this is what I need. I need, Oh, Lord, you're so funny. The Lord is so funny. He's funny. He's funny. He's funny. I'm going to wait till she gets back. Okay. You're Lori, right?
No.
Who's Lori? You're Madeline.
Lori.
You're Lori.
I'm Madeline.
You're going to be praying for
Lori
this week. You're going to be praying for
Ina
this week. And you're going to pray for Madeline this week. Those are your prayer assignments for this week.
Yeah.
Okay? Get with me, Pastor Cole, after service. She'll give you the details. Oh, just the pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
So you're going to be praying. Those are your, she'll give you the name. Even if the three of you want to pray together on the phone or online, however, you don't have to. It's just a suggestion. However you want to, because I know all your lives are individually busy and y'all got kids. So y'all might be all right just praying. Yeah, we'll all pray at around 11 or something, you know. Amen. Lift your hands up. Raise your hands up. Pakisio. Pastor, you dip their hands, right?
Amen.
Amen. Bless you. The Ayuli. Okay. All right. Pakisio. Break out those oils. Be assured. Focus on me. Will you pray for me?
Amen.
Okay. This is not regarding Madden. This is regarding me. He said, we're going to wipe all that stuff away. Impossible. How can God do that? That's impossible. Do you know he loves doing the impossible? He don't like doing the impossible. He loves doing the impossible. It's almost like he looks forward to you getting into a corner where you can't move. And then you cry out to him and say, oh, what's taking you so long? I've been waiting all day.
Hallelujah.
He said to me twice, I'm going to clear all that up. Woo! I don't know what all that is, and I don't want to know. But he said, I'm going to clear all that up. So here's my instruction to you. Don't interfere.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If he sends an exterminating angel, let it go.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
If he said, whatever God does before you move, say, Lord, is this you? And then wait for the answer.
Yes.
Because sometimes we'll give the Lord the answer before we can hear it. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Yes.
Hello. Wait for God to answer. We need to stop trying to help God.
Yes.
He don't need no help.
Yes.
Where were you when he flung the stars in the skies? Where were your notes? Where were you when he created mankind? Where were your notes?
Thank you, Jesus.
Where were you when he told the water to stay over there and the land to stay over here? Where was your opinion?
Yes.
Where were you when he picked Satan out of heaven and he created a hell to put him in? Where were you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He doesn't need your help. He needs your obedience.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God don't need anybody's help. He needs your obedience.
Amen.
This ain't all about you.
Yes.
He needs your obedience. That's what he needs. You want to help God out? Be obedient.
Amen.
You want to help God out? Listen to what he tells you and then do it the way he tells you to do it.
Yes.
You want to help God out? Follow his instructions to the letter. You bake a cake and follow the recipe to the letter.
Yes.
God tell you something. You got to add a little this, take a little that.
Yes.
Yeah. God's voice is not as good as a Betty Crocker recipe. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
You trust Betty Crocker before you trust God. What is wrong with your mind? Amen.
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 All God wants is your obedience. He's got everything else.
Amen.
All he wants is your will. He's got everything else. You can't fix him no stakes and send him to heaven. Imagine how cold that would be by the time it got there. What you going to do? Amen.
Amen.
All he wants is our obedience. That's all he wants.
Yes.
You have a prayer assignment this week? You have a prayer assignment? He said, don't you pray for you this week while you're praying for them. Don't ask God to fix it. Don't ask God to show me anything. Don't ask God. He said, don't pray for you this week while you're praying for them. That's Sunday to Sunday. He said, and see what I can do without you asking.
Mm. Hallelujah.
He only did it because I asked. He said, oh, you didn't ask.
That's right.
Amen. Awesome is God. Oh, he only did it because I was begging him. Like, oh, you didn't. No, he didn't. I did this all by myself.
Amen.
He's a big boy. He can do stuff all by himself. He don't need no help. Amen. He led us in
like you do your kid, and you're like, all right, that's enough, girl, go on. Go get her back in that chair. Get her out of here. Yeah. That's what we do to our kids, right?
Amen.
Amen. All right, I've had enough of you. You go over there and sit down. I got this.
Amen.
Is that how you do your kids? Are we God's children?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
And when they don't do it, what you do? Spank nothing. Amen. Y'all understand?
Yes.
God is a parent.
Woo.
God wants to bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. He said, look at what we've been through all these years.
Amen.
He said, when no one else will stand by you, he said, I sent some people that you with.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, well, you can't handle this. I need you to get out of the way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. We are our own worst enemy.
Yes,
we'll beat ourselves to death over something God forgave us for 20 years ago.
Amen.
And we still remember it. Oh, I remember when I was this. And God's like, what? I don't have that in my book. What you talking about? You mean, oh, somebody cast into the sea of forgetfulness never to arise. Oh, is that what you're talking about? I don't remember that. Yeah. That's a waste of God's time remembering stuff he already forgave you for.
Amen.
That's a waste of his time.
Amen.
God's time reminding him about something he's already forgiven you for. Oh, it's a waste of time.
Yes, it is.
Lord, I know you forgave me. I know I repented, but just one more time and make sure you got it. God's not forgetful.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's not forgetful. We gotta, Lord said, I saw lightning strike, lightning of power. Ika strong in that soldier right there. He says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find it. He said, continue to trust me. He said, you trust me, trust me. He said, I hear you. I'm listening. He said, let me set it up the way I want it. And then I'll just place you in it. He said, I got you. He said, you have faith? He said, I know you have faith. I know, I already know you have faith. He said, now let your faith work for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. I told you I was going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. He said, Satan can't stop me. He said, nobody can stop me. I'm God. I'm God. Nobody can stop me. I'm God. When I speak, it's done. Even if you move out of position, I still sent it. You just didn't get it.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Even when we move out of position, God said, well, I kept my part of the bargain. I sent the blessing. You just weren't there to get it. I did my part. You just moved.
Yes.
He said, I told you I was going to bless you. And I am. He said, look how much stronger you are now. He said, look. Amen. I don't know if I want to dance or what. I got the wigglies. I don't know what I'm trying to do up here. Amen. You're shut on here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, continue to praise me and to lift me up. He said, your day of deliverance is coming.
Amen.
It's coming.
Hallelujah.
Your day of deliverance is coming.
Hallelujah.
Allah, I need the three of you to hold hands. And then once you hold hands, I need you to lift them up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you at this moment, at this hour, at this time, in this place, in your presence, we're praying deliverance, complete healing and deliverance over the three. We're praying for healing, a testimony. We're praying for a miracle. We're praying for a lie to be exposed and the truth to be brought out, and that your light will shine in dark places and remove the enemy from their place. We're praying for complete healing, complete deliverance and a new testimony. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, cleanse their minds. Let your perfect plan be made whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, ladies. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Oh, did you get the one? Oh, I'm sorry, ladies. Every time you get ready to pray for your assignment, you anoint your hands. You wash your hands.
and then you anoint your hand. Now, you ain't cooking no chicken. You just need a little dab on you. That's all. Amen. You ain't got no ground pork chop greasing it down. Just a little something and you're good. All right? Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Amen. Is God good, y'all?
Amen.
Yes,
yes, he is.
I'm so awesome to see my family members here. It's beautiful. Amen. Come on, Sister Soldier.
Okay, so our next prayer is Katie. Katie is the one who, her ankle and foot is broken in three places. Mm-hmm. This happened last week. She's unemployed, struggling to pay medical bills. Mm-hmm. She has an upcoming surgery, and she needs the inflammation in her foot to go down so the surgery can happen.
Okay.
She's also praying that she does not need a blood transfusion. She's praying that that she'll be delivered from double vision. Mm-hmm. And she's also praying for her mom, who's helping her as she goes through this health issues. Mm-hmm. And she's asking for prayer for her sisters to have their hearts softened towards God.
Okay. All right. What's her name again?
Katie.
Katie. Okay, Jocko, you're Katie. Come here. Woo! Jesus. Come here, Sister Soldier. I need three angels to stand in for Katie. So you're going to stand not with her, but behind her. Sensational, you're right here. Makisya, y'all. Come here. For in my, first of all, give my hug. You three stand right here. You're going to surround, yeah, you're going to be around. There you go. I'll let you know. Hello, Oscarina. I got somebody come behind me. Did y'all see anybody come behind me? Okay, amen. Amen. It's so good to see you, sunshine. It's good to see you, girl. Amen. Yeah, I love you. Morning. Wash your hands.
Yes.
You did. Just now?
3 minutes
ago. Oh, okay. Anoint her hands. What's she standing for?
Katie.
Katie's got a lot going on. And so we need the angels, those that are standing in for the angels, they need their hands, they need to be washed and anointed. Got you wherever you go. Got you. No matter where. Got you. You have favor with God. I saw it. I want to say something that's not supposed to happen that you thought could never happen, it for your benefit, is in the works. It's in the process of happening. They're busy over there, so I'm trying to give them a minute to holler. There's a lot going on here. If you are ever in the area and you're here for prayer, I would love to lay hands on you.
Amen.
I would love that. I saw something for you, that's for you, that no one would believe could happen. That it just didn't look what it is, because I can't hardly hold a secret. So I would tell it. Yeah, but I just don't think it's, for lack of a better word, in the cards. Yes, yes. See, God doesn't have to divulge his plan to us.
Yeah.
We just have to have faith that God will do what God said he'll do.
Yes.
That's it. Our job is to have faith. God's job is to fulfill what he said.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I can handle that.
Yes.
Now, sometimes faith is hard to have.
Yes.
Especially when you're looking at a tornado headed your way and the car won't start and you can't run. It's hard to have faith when it looks like it's just no hope. But God says your job is to have faith and watch me move the tornado out of your way. Or have a tornado to gently lift the car up with you in it and place it somewhere else so he can finish his job. See, you know, just because we can't imagine what God can do. Don't mean God can't do it. It's just not in our, we ain't been here for 15 minutes. We don't know nothing. He's been here forever. And he knows everything. Just because you can't imagine how God could possibly do this. God's like, oh, I did three of those yesterday. Y'all understand? God is amazing. But we're so busy putting God in a box. If God don't do it this way, it ain't God. He's like, I can do what I want to do. No, no, that ain't God. Because God don't work like that. How do you know? You're a fetus. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. You don't know. You don't know. You know nothing. You have barely been here. And you're going to tell God what he can and cannot do. You don't have a right to do that. You don't have a right. God is omnipotent and he's omnipresent. He is everywhere, always, at the same time. He always has been, he always shall be, and he is right now. I know I messed up the timing. I consider all the money. Stop restricting what God can do in your life. Stop telling God he can't do that. It's not possible, God. You can't do it. Stop telling God. Because you mess your own self up.
Yes.
You mess yourself up. Sensational. God will give you favor for your journey. He keeps you. God will give you favor because you have a passionate love for God.
Yes.
And how can God not? If your child is in love with their mom and daddy, is there anything that parent wouldn't do for that child?
That's right.
Not a thing. Amen. Not a thing. Hallelujah. My child is in love with me and they do whatever I ask them to do, whenever I need them to, and they don't give me that mouth back, and they just go do it joyfully.
Yes.
And what parents wouldn't kill a brick for that kid?
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm just saying, what parent wouldn't do that? I killed two bricks. I slap one with the other one. I take care of that. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
maybe.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. I need the three of you to take hands. See, I saw, whenever I see light, it represents Christ. Yeah. It represents his power, his authority, and his angels. His power in something, and that's what I saw. Mikasa, who's she standing?
Kate.
Did you know her hands?
Yes.
Katie, if you're listening, or someone that knows Katie and they're listening, I need you to lift your hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Katie, you are the everlasting, everlasting. You are the healer, the deliverer, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. You're not a healer. You are the healer.
Amen.
And you're not a king. You are the king.
Amen.
You are the original. You are the one and only. You are Yeshua. You are God. You set a special love for the household of faith. This is a household of faith. I know you love everyone you created, but you have a special love for the household of faith. Father, we pray for Katie. Move the mountains. Actually, Lord, you speak to mountain, and the mountain shall be moved. Is that in anybody else's Bible?
Yes.
Did anybody else read that?
Yes.
I need some of y'all to stand up. Don't just sit there. Y'all stand up. Stand up with me. Take your hand. Ha, we're going to speak over a mountain.
Yes,
we're about to speak over a mountain. If you have faith in God,
yes.
I'm talking about y'all that if you know you have faith in God, I need y'all to step up here, Luke. I need y'all to step up here because we're about to pray over them. We're about to tell a mountain to move. If you have faith in God, I need you to step up here because we're about to pray over a mountain. We're about to tell a mountain to move. That's what the Bible said, right?
Yes.
He said, speak to the mountain and the mountain shall be removed. Did he say that?
Yes.
I'm not just making this up, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you got that kind of faith, now if you don't, I'm not talking to you. But if you got that kind of faith, those of you that are listening and will be listening later, I need you to stand up. I need you to stand to your feet and lift your hands up to God. If you can, if you're driving, please don't stand up. If you can, if you're holding a baby, be careful. Don't let the spirit You throw the baby across the room now. Just hold on. Just, you know, let the Lord lead you now. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want none of that. That's a whole different prayer we have to be praying.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're praying that the Lord will move this mountain.
Yes, Lord.
Actually, he said speak to the mountain. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're speaking to this mountain. The mountain in Cave. Yes. Miko Shandos.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Move in the name of Jesus. Move in the name of Jesus. We have been given the authority of the Most High God to speak to the situation in her life and command them to move in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we, people of faith, the children of God, the Most High God, are speaking to you, mountain, in the name of Jesus, and we command you to move. We command you to move in the name of Jesus. Our faith stands sure. Our God is certain. Be move. We're looking for a testimony from that Angela?
Katie.
We're looking for a testimony from Katie. How this has changed, and that has changed. This is no longer this, and this is no longer that. And a provision came from here, and a provision came from there. Move, mountain, in the name of Jesus. Father, send your warring angels on her behalf to move the mountain. Because Shalom, move at that. Give her the testimony that will cause others to recognize that you truly are God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Give her all you are to rejoice for Katie this week,
yes.
Sunday to Sunday. You're not praying for her, you're rejoicing for her. Amen. Right now, so somebody's going to stand in a gap for her and rejoice on her behalf in the name of Jesus. Amen. Tell me God ain't cutting up in me this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I saw you trying to dance, Papa. Don't start. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. How are we doing, Pastor Dress? How we doing?
Excellent.
Doing
right? Excellent. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I got a big old hole over here. Can somebody fill the hole?
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on over here, Raymond. You stand over here. You three brothers. Y'all stand over here. Keep me covered. Amen.
Yes.
Pastor, you standing all by yourself. Grab your snatch. You have a couple of them folks to stand with you. What you got? Abigail, how many minutes we been on so far?
We've been on for 43 minutes.
Okay. Amen. I know we're not going to go on this side. Amen.
Aisha is standing for prayer for her friend, Yannick. Darkness has gripped hold of him. He is struggling with alcohol and depression and being manipulated. She's praying that God will shut the door forever on those that are holding over him and that he will become safe.
His name is Yannick?
His name is Yannick.
What's her name?
Her name is Aisha.
Aisha. Okay. My little brother, come here. He's going to stand in for you. My lat is short. Pastor Drea, can you take care of him?
Yes.
You're gonna stand in for this fellow that we're praying for, Yannick. You're gonna be Yannick for us today while we pray. And thank God for your wonderful wife and her mom being here. They were with us for Bible study Wednesday night. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Is she always so quiet? Oh, she's so quiet. Oh my goodness, but God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Anoint his hands. I thank God for the prayer warriors, the pastors and ministers and missionaries and deacons and mouthpieces for God, and just awesome. Yay, right? Give me some. Put your hands together. God! Thank you, Jesus, for God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever continues to believe in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life in Jesus Christ. The Lord said, I picked you to pray for him because of your faith in me, because you trust me.
Yes.
God said, so I picked you to pray for Yanni. When we're done praying, as you can lose his love. You're going to be praying for this young man, this person, starting today until next Sunday. Every day you're going to pray for this person that they be delivered from drugs, that they be delivered from sin, that they be delivered out of darkness. God! That they be delivered into the hands of God while it's still time. Even though you don't know him, you are standing in for, you are standing in on God's behalf for him. The Lord said, I have chosen you to stand in for him. Do you understand? The Lord said, I've been watching you for the world. He said, I'm going to bless your family because of your faith. He says, I'm going to bless your business, whatever business you have. He says, I'm going to bless you in your business. Whether you're working for somebody else or you have your own business or you plan on starting, whatever it is, whatever he means by that, he says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless your family because you walk by faith and not by sight.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's your wife's name? Beth, did you hear that? The Lord's going to bless your family. The Lord's going to bless your mom more because of you. She knows some Jesus. That girl know God. She shook her ear, love one. The Lord says, I love you. It's not one-sided. You don't just love him. He said he loves you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as my brother stands in front of me, give him vision, give him insight. Touch his heart and his mind so that he will understand what to pray for. And then allow the Holy Spirit that's in him already to take over and to pray for Yannick. Deliverance, healing, forgiveness, comfort, and joy, that your perfect will be done. That another soldier will be in line for the crown. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
What else we got? Hallelujah. Did I tell y'all my little sister got here this morning at 10:15?
Yes.
She was ready for service. She was ready for service at 10:15. Some of y'all was burping at 10:15. She was ready for service at 10:15.
Amen.
Sitting in a chair, listening to praise music at 10:15.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all hear that? At 10:15, she was ready to give God some praise. Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Asia, how's the chat room going? Just ducky, huh? Okay.
Okay. So James is asking for prayer. He wants to be rapture ready.
Amen, James. And I want you rapture ready, James.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Listen, there's a lot of people, I'm afraid, that think they're rapture ready. That ain't nowhere near ready. There's a lot of people that claim they know Jesus.
Oh, amen.
But they, I don't know if they ever really met him.
Yeah.
Not like they say they have. There's a lot of people that I can't wait for the rapture. And I'm like, you might want to hold back. You might want to back up a little bit because I ain't feeling what you feeling about you. Oh. Amen, y'all. Amen, y'all understand? And some people just have. You know, my prayer. I'm in God's face every day, off and on, all day. This is not a boast. This is just a matter of fact. And I'm still asking, Lord, help me be rapture ready.
Amen.
Fear and trembling.
Fear and trembling. Go ahead and get the shaking. You're fear and trembling. Because no matter how close I hope I am,
yes,
I won't know till I'm in his face.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know when I know I made it and I know it's done. You know when I'm there.
And he handed me the keys to the mansion. And he said, come on in. Then I'm like, all right, I made it. Now I know I made it.
Yes.
But Lord, as I'm down here, Lord, help me.
Amen.
Because there's some stuff that happened while you're here. Yes. I don't care how saved you are.
Yes.
Lord, help us.
Woo.
Amen. Because, you know, back in the day, people think I don't cuss because I chose not to. I still remember a couple of them words. Amen. Some of y'all remind me of them every now and then. I know how. I just don't. Pastor been saved all his life. Don't let Satan tell you that lie. That is not my testimony. I have not been saved all my life. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody that is somebody have messed up somewhere. Amen. I'm Bishop Porkchop. I don't care if you pass the neck bone. You ain't been saved all your life. Amen. See, they don't know what neck bones and pork, they don't know what that stuff is. So I, amen. So I'm hungry. Amen. And Abigail fed me this morning. I'm still hungry. I'm just thankful that somebody wants to be rapture ready.
Amen.
Somebody said, pray for me that I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to pray for you. You pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, how are we going to pray for him? Open your mouth and pray.
Amen.
Because I need some prayers too. Lord, help me. You know, because some days are a little rougher than others. You know, some days it's not so bad. It's like, ooh, Jesus. You know, I got to get up again. I got to start this day. I got to start a new day. Yesterday, when yesterday messed up enough, I got to start another one. Lord, help us. Amen. Just because you say it today, tomorrow is not promised.
Amen.
And I guess I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. But some of y'all, you know where I'm at. Amen. So, amen. What's his name again?
Oh, goodness.
Beautiful guy.
James.
Yeah, can James get a couple people to stand up for him? Can James get a couple people to stand up for him? Just a couple people. You too, bright eyes, stand up. What's her name? Elizabeth?
Evelyn.
Evelyn. Evelyn, names are not my gift. Just so you know, I don't mean no harm. I'm just horrible with names. Evelyn. It's a beautiful name. I'm not going to remember it. I know that already. But it's a beautiful name. Evelyn. I'm going to mess that up. Amen. I might just call you honey and call it a day, okay? I'm not flirting. I just, okay, just so you know, my wife over here. This homie don't play that. Amen. And her little road crew with her. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're talking about who ride. Let's go over there and see. Yeah, I've been here a minute. I know how that works. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every person that's praying that they are rapture ready, for every person that's asking you to forgive them of all sin and unrighteousness, for every person that desires to be ready, for every person that wants to fight the flesh so that they can live in peace with you, for every person that's hitting their knees and repenting, for every person that said, for God I live and for God I die, for every person that has decided to make Jesus their choice. I'm praying for them right now, especially my brother that got this thing started. I'm praying right now that there is any forgiveness, forgive them. If any sin, remove the sin. If there's any darkness, give them light. If there's any need, fulfill their need. Whatever is necessary for them to be rapture ready, let it be so in the name of Jesus. We desire that when the bridegroom comes, we are ready. When that time comes, we are ready. When you say, come up here, we are ready. We need to be ready. We desire to be ready. Our life goal is to be ready. Forgive us of any sins and unrighteousness. Cleanse our hearts and our minds. Open our understanding. Make us a fresh anointing. I'm done with yesterday's anointing, Lord. That did well yesterday. I need a fresh anointing today.
Amen.
I'm not concerned about what we did and overcame yesterday. I need a fresh anointing for today. Somebody help me say fresh anointing.
Fresh anointing.
Come on, say it like you mean it. Fresh anointing.
Fresh anointing.
Father, we need a fresh anointing on this day that we will obey you according to your will for our life. Because you said if we love you, what will we do, y'all? We will keep your commandments. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Cole, what you got now? Hallelujah. It's okay, somebody's got their hand.
We were praying for Christopher's mom, who was in the hospital with COVID. She has beat COVID.
Yes! Yes!
She is now in a skilled nursing facility to regain her strength.
Yes.
However, his older sister is now in hospital with COVID and blood clots and pneumonia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's asking to pray over her.
Did he give any names? It's okay.
His sister's name is Sharon.
Sharon. Jesus. Hallelujah. There. Glory to God. And who have I not harassed this morning? Mm-hmm. Amen. I'm sorry, I'm going to pick somebody else. Sharon. Come here, Sharon. Sharon's in the hospital for blood clots and COVID.
And pneumonia.
And pneumonia. Pastor Drea, do your thing, baby.
Amen. Amen.
Baby, you standing in the gap for Sharon. Amen. Amen. First of all, come on, hug. Amen. Oh, she said she loves my hug. Amen. I love a good hugger, too.
Amen.
Amen. I love a good hugger. That brother there is a good hugger. Amen. He'll crack your back. He'll make you feel so much better. Amen. And anoint her hands. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. How much time we got, Abigail, before we hit an hour?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Amen. I did. I'll teach you one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth or continues to believe shall not perish, but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes.
Hey, Greg, y'all part the sea. You told me something this morning that blew me away. Come here and tell them about COVID in Hebrew, spelled words, means what?
Possession of.
Don't tell me back there. Come on up here.
Yeah.
All right, come on over here. We got you now. All right, now, tell us.
COVID spelled backwards in Hebrew is made possession of evil spirits.
Did y'all know that?
No.
Hebrew.
So COVID spelled backwards in Hebrew is?
Possession of evil spirits.
Right.
Possession of evil spirits. Can you believe? I didn't know
crazy.
That. Did you know that?
Found out.
You found?
Yes.
Watch and pray.
Yes.
Sister. Wife, who's standing for?
Sharon.
I know her name. Yes, I do. Sharon. Not you. You standing in the chair. Pastor Nicole, come here. Drea, come here.
Yes.
Dracole or
Medrea.
Amen. Amen. Wait till you get up here. We'll see how you do. Amen. How many years have you been doing this, Pastor Drea? 17 years? Yeah. I'm tired. Amen. I'm blessed I can still talk. Amen. But it's going to soon be over in a minute.
Amen.
I don't even give it a minute. It's going to soon be. I told Pastor Sandy, I hope we're in prayer when it happens.
Yes.
I do. I really do. He hopes he's preaching when it happens.
Yes.
I'm like, I hope we're in prayer when it happens.
Yes.
Only because
he'll
miss it.
Oh, yeah. You know you said that out loud, right? See, I didn't even go there. I missed that one. Oh, you are too funny. You are messed up.
He'll meet us up there.
Yes. He'll meet us up there. He'll be driving to prayer and meet us up there. Him and his caddy. Amen. Oh, Lord. Pastor Drea, you a mess. Or to quote you and my wife, a hot mess. Amen. I just... Man, I gotta go back. All right, let me go back where I was. Amen. Woo, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. The Bible says laughter is good for the soul.
Yes.
Our soul should be on cloud nine right about now. Amen. When God takes his people, I want to make sure we're everyone that's listening is that we'll all be there together.
Yes.
That's my prayer.
Yes.
That we'll all there together, we'll be in the middle of something for God.
Yes.
And next thing we know, we're like,
oh, yes.
We're here!
Right.
Yes. We'll be on our knees, or we'll be praising him, or we'll be reading our
somebody and they say yes, what? We're all right there, including the one we're witnessing to.
Yes.
Hallelujah! That thief on the cross made it in.
Yes.
Hello. He didn't know nothing about Jesus until then.
That's right.
And he made it in.
Amen.
You got saved your whole life before him. That's a lie. Hell, you got to, oh my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
How awesome would be.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of praying for somebody else, and next thing we know, we're at the pearly gates.
Yes.
We're in a cloud just waiting to get in. How awesome will that be? That's my prayer.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord help us. Lord,
right?
Sharon. Oh, Lord. Sharon. Ma'iyo dosan. Sharon, put your hand on me. Ma'ita. Now, Sharon, whenever you, I don't know if you get to hear this prayer, see this prayer, see this YouTube, but we're praying for you, Father God, in the name of you. Press into me. Press. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you, Father. We're praying healing and deliverance over Sharon.
Yes.
We're praying her complete deliverance.
Yes.
A new testimony, a new page, a new chapter in her life. We're praying, Lord, for her victory. Her victory is necessary. Her victory is necessary. Her testimony of her victory is necessary. That she will push into the presence of God so that she will receive her victory. Give her the strength and the power to endure and to push into your presence to receive your victory. For greater is he that's in her than anything that will ever come against her. Victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your chosomiesha, la via alomiti shaitan. Victory for Sharon. Victory for her. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give her some oil. Let her pray for Sharon. Sweet. Amen. La visio otaya ano. The Lord says, you will be there. That's what he just told me.
Amen.
Can God lie?
No.
So the Lord said, you'll be there. He said, you will be there. Are we out of time?
We're so out of time.
No.
The rest of the team will come from the
state. Miyayoto, were there very many? Were there very many, Pastor Drea?
Yes.
They were
very detailed. So yeah. I believe that we need a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm. So because we're out of time, we passed our 2 minutes, right? So, Sharon, that took a lot out of me, that last one did. There were more prayers that we did not get to because we needed to pray for these the way the Spirit of God was leading us to pray. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
But the prayer team, Pastor Nicole, is going to go through each prayer request. And she's going to dispatch them out to the prayer team.
Yes.
And we will be praying over them the rest of the week. Yes. There are people that have been assigned to pray for people this week. You heard it
yes.
this morning. And so we got you covered. Those of you that have put prayer requests in the chat room, Asia will make sure that we get that. And we'll be praying for you too. And so remember those people, in our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and all around the world, the people that have been affected by Hurricane Ida in Louisiana and New Orleans and all these other places. Remember our military, please. Our men and women in the military, they're going through it. They're going through it, and the enemy is preparing a tremendous battle. And my prayer is that our people will be gone.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I gotta quit. Amen. Oh, thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, can I get everybody to stand for just 1 minute? Just 1 minute. If you can stand, just stand. Those of you that are listening, if you can stand to your feet, if you can, just stand with me. And just raise your hand up to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence, we are expecting with extreme expectation to meet with you soon. It is our dream, our desire, our hope that we will be with you soon. But until then, that you will keep us safe
in your loving arms, guarded and protected by your power. Touch your people wherever they are, whatever they're doing. Forgive us of all sins and unrighteousness, and we will give you praise forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you in the cloud or in the crowd. Amen.
Amen. Amen.